Welcome to Performance Day's Functional Fabric Fair podcast. You are listening to a fabric presentation from November 2014. Mr. Robin Granquist, Business Area Manager at OrganoClick AB, presents Fluorocarbon-Free DWR.
Good morning. Hello. My name is Robin Granquist. I'm with the company OrganoClick from Sweden. It's a green chemistry company, we tend to call ourselves. Based in Stockholm, and I'm here to present our water repellent treatment, OrganoTex, which is fluorocarbon free, of course. Do you hear me well? Is it all right? Good? Good. I'm glad that a few of you could make it here, at least, in spite of the early hour. I will try to answer the following three questions today. First of all, PPB, that's parts per billion. For certain chemicals, you use very, very tiny amounts, parts per billion. And that might not be problematic for many chemicals, but for some it is problematic. And I will explain a little bit why I think that's the case for many fluorocarbons. Of course, I will explain about OrganoTex, what it is, the performance, how it was developed, how it's sold, etc. And also how you can use OrganoTex not only to achieve your sustainability or product development goals, but also to achieve your marketing and perhaps even sales goals. We have some ideas on that too. If you have any other question, please just stop, ask them at the end of the presentation. I will stay here for a couple of minutes and then I'll have a booth down to the left here, number 333. And I will also give you my contact details at the end of the presentation here. First of all, a few words about the inventor behind OrganoTex, which is the Swedish company OrganoClick. It's a spin-off company founded by two professors in 2006. And the two professors worked at Stockholm University and the Agricultural University called SLU in Uppsala, north of Stockholm. So these two gentlemen, they did research on natural chemistry and tried to answer questions like, what happens, chemically speaking, in a tree when it goes big and strong, and what type of chemical reaction make a leaf become highly water repellent? These type of questions they tried to answer, and they realized that type of natural chemistry, organocatalysis, worked perfectly fine in a plant and has been doing so for billions of years, but it's not really been used in the industry. So in 2006, they tried to commercialize this technology into the company OrganoClick. With the aim to develop sustainable chemical products that are more sustainable and less toxic than the competition and what's available today. We're now based in Täby, north of Stockholm, roughly 20 kilometers north, where we have our sales and marketing office, our production, chemical production is there, and our R&D facility as well. It's a very simple schematic picture of what we do in terms of our chemistry. We attach a functional group onto fiber, really simple. The functional group can be water repellent, flame retardant, rot resistant or increased strength. And the fiber can be polyamide, polyester, cellulose, etc. So we are really good at creating this bond here so that it sticks really well to the fiber. And we use this OrganoClick technology for this. And it's a bag of fruit there just to illustrate that we use this natural type of chemistry still today. For achieving this reaction. We won a few awards and prizes throughout the years. Already here in 2007, our CEO, a couple of years ago here, shook hands with the Swedish king. So we received a prize there for our innovation that was the funding of the company. One thing we're quite proud of is from 2010, when we were appointed a climate solver here by the Wildlife Foundation. Because we have a technology to increase the strength of paper and paper-based materials. And if you increase the strength of something, you can reduce the weight. So you can reduce the weight of a packaging and thereby reduce the weight of transportations and then the CO2 emission that follows. We're today active in three different areas. It's paper and fiber composites. It's textiles and nonwoven, which is my area. And it's functional wood. And we use the technology that we have throughout these three areas. And basically, we are able to confer four different properties to these materials. It's water repellency, and that's why I'm here today. It's also mechanical strength and fire protection, and also fungal resistance. So these four areas we work with. just a few pictures of our products and how they're used. This is a head office in Sweden, and this is a terrace. And so this is the wood here is from us. It's flame and rot resistant wood treated with our chemistry without any toxic chemicals. It's sold all over Scandinavia, and I think next year we'll start selling it in Germany as well. This is a slightly dark picture, but this is a burial coffin made out of recycled paper. So we produce biocomposite out of paper and paper-based material. And we realized that the burial coffin in Europe, Sweden at least, are often out of solid wood and really heavy. So we try to achieve the same type of properties, the same look with fibers. Now we're producing these burial coffins in Täby, north of Sweden, north of Stockholm, sorry. And also, it's of course the textiles and a water repellent surface treatment. We call it Organotex. This is a polyester weave from Changho Fibers, a Taiwanese company that we work with the Organotex treatment. And this was actually one of the first weaves that we did, treated industrially on a large scale earlier this year. As you see, it has a slight green, light green color. And it's because it's made out of only recycled PET bottles that are green, so 7-Up bottles. Only green PET bottles are used in this fabric. And it has an interesting story. It's because the green bottles in many parts of the world are really difficult to handle and to recycle because they are dyed, you know, and they cannot be re-dyed in all different shades you want. So therefore, the green and the blue and other dyed bottles, they're left on landfills. They're not really used. And instead, you use the transparent bottles. So the Changho companies, together with a yarn supplier here, developed this weave with the green bottles and did not re-dye it. So it saved a lot of water and energy, but not re-dyeing it. On the other hand, you must like this green color because it comes with the fabric. But it's just one example of one of the first weaves that we did. Now I will move in a bit about my first question there. Why do OrganoClick think that the usage of tiny, tiny amounts of certain chemical is problematic? And sometimes you hear like these type of arguments. Why do you care about parts per billion, which is then 0.000001%? That's sort of the amount you can find of some toxic fluorocarbons in a piece of garment that's been treated. And that amount is very low. It's most likely too low to be toxic for the wearer of that garment, but it's still problematic, according to us. And the reason is that many fluorocarbons, PFOA, PFOS especially, they are persistent in nature. No, they don't go away, they stay. They're also bioaccumulative, which means that they accumulate in human and animal tissue, and they have potentially unknown toxic effects. So they're cancerogenic, they cause liver cancer, they are hormone disruptive, they make animals have problems getting kids. And these type of properties combined, so it's persistent, it's bioaccumulative and toxic, it's called PBT. These type of chemicals are indeed very problematic. And the reason is that they won't disappear. They will stay in the environment more or less forever. And the more you use, even though you use tiny, tiny amounts each time, so the more you use, the more the concentration will increase, of course. That's obvious. And sooner or later, the concentration will be so high in certain areas that those toxic effects will become a major problem. So the cancerogenic properties or the hormone disruptive properties will become a problem. Perhaps not everywhere, maybe not for the wearer of the jacket that's treated with these chemicals, but for people living close to the factories where they use the chemical, for example, or a certain animal species that is at a exceptionally high risk for these chemicals, they have a tendency to spread, especially close to the North and South Pole, where it's cold. That's where they spread these chemicals. So it might very well be so that it affects animal species and people, not where they are used, but elsewhere. And this is important, because when this happens, if it happens, there's no turning back, because they stay. They stay in the environment, they don't go away. And that's why we think that these persistent bioaccumulated and toxic chemicals, they should be phased out as soon as possible. because the more you use, even you use tiny, tiny amounts each time, sooner or later will we reach a certain concentration level where these toxic effects might become a real problem. And when that happens, we can't go back. It's there. It's not too different from the CO2 debate. So there's another side of this story as well that we realize, and it's that the people listen to this as well. People hear parts per billion. People don't understand concentrations and probabilities. People hear molecules and parts per billion. And you all know about the Greenpeace campaign a couple of years ago. Slightly aggressive, I know, but they were out putting signs on retailers' shops. This is from Europe, where they wanted the major retailers to stop using toxic chemicals in their production. One or 2 years later, they did this. They bought a number of garments. Greenpeace bought a number of garments from major retailers in the outdoor industry, also from the fashion industry. And then they've sent them to a laboratory and had them tested for fluorocarbons, but also for a number of other chemicals. And they found amounts of these chemicals in all garments. And some garments very low, but still they found something in all garments. They have been slightly criticized because they have not they're not gone public with which lab they used for this analysis. But still, this type of information comes out and people listen to it. The last couple of months, it's been a big debate in Sweden regarding the drinking water. So they found PFOS, another fluorocarbon, the same length, very similar to C8. Very similar to PFOA. So they found it in the drinking water in a number of villages and cities around in Sweden, and they tried to realize, figure out how could it come there. What's the reason? And they understood that it came that these villages and cities were closely located to airports. And at these airports, they've practiced a lot with firefighting extinguishers, firefighting foam. And firefighting foam contains a lot of PFOS. And they've been using this firefighting foam for many, many years without knowing that it's a problem. And then earlier this year, they figure out that, well, now the levels are so high that it's not acceptable. It's way over the limit. It's in the groundwater. It was in the newspaper, it was in the morning TV. There was a researcher calling this the biggest chemical disaster in modern Swedish history in the morning TV. So this also happens right now. And it's of course this country, Norway, who's banned PFOA since of this summer at a certain threshold level. I think that some brands that have that are using PFOA and bought the fabric already, they're allowed to sell it another 1 or 2 years if they did the buying of the fabric before this ban was in place. But after that, there's no way you can sell a fabric for consumer goods in Norway if you have PFOA above a certain level. And there's discussion about this now going on, whether or not this should be applied in Europe as well. And it's not unlikely that that will happen in a couple of years, according to quite many people. So there's a lot of things going on there in the area of fluorocarbon and where you can find it and the problems with it. And we see that people listen to this, but still, does it affect their shopping behavior? Well, that's a question you may ask yourself. I think that people still want great products. They always want great products. They want a good performance, quality. They can't accept much less than they did before. But on the other hand, we don't think that they will never accept that their product that they just bought, a favorite product, ends up in the news as a potential polluter or a health concern. Or they hear from a friend or they read on the internet that this is a problem with this product that they just bought. So this is the background for us when we worked on developing the OrganoTex concept. So OrganoTex, then, it's a biodegradable and fluorocarbon-free water repellent technology. Yeah, it is used in a textile factory to produce water repellent fabric. But we want it to be more than that. We have a vision that the concept of OrganoTex should say something else, not only be a chemical, but be a way for a consumer to understand that this product that contains OrganoTex treated fabric is not only water repellent and has a good performance, it also has a nice sustainability profile because it does not contain these chemicals. So I will move on now to present more about the OrganoTex technology, and I spend a few minutes explaining about how it was developed. We came in contact with a number of outdoor brands, outdoor clothing brands, 2011, I think. These brands, they use a lot of fluorocarbons. They've been doing that for many, many years, but they wanted to stop using them. It sends mixed signals if you use eco-toxic chemistries on garments that are supposed to be used outside in the environment. But still, they have high demands. They wanted to maintain their high performance, especially on synthetic fibers, polyamide and polyesters. At that point, we had a water repellent for paper, so for cellulose. So we had not worked with synthetic fiber at all. So together with these outdoor brands and the Borås Textile University in south of Sweden, we put up a development project in 2012. And those brands were Haglöfs from Sweden, Klettemus and Hodino, also from Sweden, Bergans of Norway, and Norröna of Norway. So these five brands, together with us and Textile University of Borås, worked on this issue for 1.5 years, roughly. And we came up with the Organotex technology. This is how it works. If you look very, very closely at a fabric treated with our chemistry, you will see a 3D pattern of these organic polymers, these rods here. They have two different ends. One water repellent end, which is the blue one here, mainly being hydrocarbons, which repel water. It's faced outwards and creates the water repellent effect. And then we have the green end, which is the reactive end. This is the end that binds onto the fiber. So this is the end that we bind onto the fiber to create the water repellent effect. And this binding is done via the OrganoClick technology in our plant-based catalyst. A funny thing with this reactive end is that before you apply it onto the fabric, when it is free, when it is in solution, in a chemical formulation, it is biodegradable. So a microorganism in a wastewater treatment plant, for example, could eat this molecule from the green end when the green end is not blocked. So before the green end is attached to the fiber. So when you block the green end, you render it non-degradable and highly durable instead. So it's fully fluorocarbon free. We don't use any fluorocarbons. It's biodegradable, and we tested it according to this OECD 301 test. And according to the European REACH regulation, the chemistry does not contain any harmful chemicals at all. If we look at the function, we see an excellent water repellency. Here we have a spray test, a way to evaluate your water repellent performance. And it also has a good repellency against water-based stains, such as coffee or red wine, or these type of water-based compounds. It's not repellent against oil, not against gasoline or olive oil. But the water repellent effect works really well on polyester, polyamide, elastane, and blends with small amounts of cotton and so on. It's durable to home laundry. We have tested it according to standardized parameters. 40 degrees Celsius with tumble dry, we maintain roughly 80% of the initial performance after 20 times wash. And we can also maintain the breathability of the fabric, which is very important for many people here in this room. We launched this treatment in 2013 at ISPO. And the entire of 2013 we worked with implementing it in a textile mill. And we were successful in 2014, this year, in January. So very recently we did our first successful try. So now it's available in China and in Taiwan. And we have made, I think, roughly 100 different fabric with this treatment. Knits, wovens, polyamide, polyester, blends with elastane, cotton, PU coated, TPU laminated, etc. So we're starting to understand how it works, how it behaves with different type of materials and substrates, which is really important because it's always a learning process when you come out. As I think many of you have tried fluorocarbon free repellents before, you know that it's slightly different from just applying a CH. You need to work a little to make it work best. And we're slightly achieving that now. We sell this treatment, Organotex, as a treatment together with partner mills. So they use our chemistry, which is produced in Sweden, and use it in the production. The treated fabric, we test. We send for analysis to test for fluorocarbon content to make sure that there's no residues from fluorocarbon from other processes. For example, some actors might use the fluorocarbon, and then in the same equipment they use the fluorocarbon-free, and of course this can be contamination. And these things shouldn't happen. And we think it's just a matter of testing, cleaning, and, well, using dedicated equipment if necessary. So we will test that, and we will work with the mill to reduce those residues. And we spend quite a lot of time working together with the mills. Our chemists spend a lot of time adapting our technology, optimizing the recipe for different fabric, and also working together with the product development at the clothing brand or the user of the textile to develop a great textile. But we don't feel that this is really enough just to offer a water repellent treatment that a mill manager in a factory can use, you know, with a clean conscience, knowing that it does not contain any toxic chemistries. We feel that we want to do something more. And we see that a lot of people like to make good choices. They want to buy something that has a great performance, a good quality, but also has a good sustainability profile. And that's something that we intend to build upon. And in order for a consumer to make a good choice, they need to have information. They need to know the benefits of one product over another. And for Organotex, it's a good water repellent function, but also nice sustainability profile, because we don't use the toxic chemistries. And many people, we think, like to know about this. It can be a designer, a product developer, but it can also be a consumer buying the fabric, the textile, or a retailer selling the fabric. They should know about the benefits of a textile product containing fabric treated with the Organotex treatment. So therefore, we are providing communication tools to brands so that they can tell about those benefits to the consumer and to the retailers. And one of the most basic tools is, of course, a logotype. Yes? So you can identify a product containing Organotex treated fabric. It's obvious. Everyone uses that. But the logotype doesn't say much unless you can relate that logotype to something, and we're not really there yet. So we need to communicate our benefits in another way, and one of the ways frequently used in this industry is with hang tags, of course. There you have some more space you can write the benefits, the water repellent properties, what type of chemistries it does not contain, and so on. And being attractively looking, of course. We can't put all information on a hang tag. Then it will be very big, and most brands don't like that. So for the really curious customer, we will communicate the more detailed information on the website, of course, about our chemistry, what we use, and also why we think that fluorocarbons are problematic and the problems that are associated with fluorocarbons. Some people will always be slightly more interested than others, and with them we will try to network and communicate via social media, of course. Facebook is a great tool for this, to tell about product news, launches, where our technology has been used, but also to drive and to inform about the topic of toxic chemistries and sustainable outdoor in general. We feel that there is an interest out there among a lot of people to understanding what a fluorocarbon is, what the problem is, and what options there are. And these type of things will of course be communicated via Facebook, and we just started very recently here. Another group of people that we need to reach are of course the retailers. They're the ones selling the product to the consumer, unless you use an online retailer. And meeting the retailer you can do at trade shows, such as Performance Days, also ISPO Outdoor. This is the outdoor fair in Friedrichshafen. We're located here, it's the Scandinavian bar in the Scandinavian village. So we will regularly attend those trade shows just to inform about our treatment, what it does, and the benefits with it. And we like to do much more. We are very open. We just recently started to plan joint product marketing together with brands using our chemistry to drive the sales of that specific item using fabric treated with Organotex, pushing on the benefits with the non-toxic chemistries. And another way is to use PR activities. We think that the area of, we call it now sustainable outdoor, because we don't have any better name for it. But we think that that area is something that should be very interested for a lot of people out there. In Sweden and a lot of parts of Europe, the demand for organic food and bio food and so on is increasing rapidly. I think the sale of organic milk in Sweden is just booming. You can't even find it anymore. It's difficult to get hold of because the interest is so big. But the interest for organic textiles and sustainable textiles, according to me, is slightly less. But on the other hand, it's probably more or less the same type of people. Someone that likes organic food is probably interested in health, sports, a healthy lifestyle, outdoor, and should be really interested in choosing sustainable products in the outdoor industry as well, and in the sports industry. And just to drive that debate and that question is something we intend to do starting in Scandinavia. And just to conclude here, for many fluorocarbons, as I began with, such as PFOA, even the usage of tiny amounts each time in the factory might become a real problem, because the more you use of those tiny amounts at a certain level, the concentration will be so high that the toxic effects of these chemicals will become visible. So the hormone disruptive and cancerogenic properties will become a major problem the more you use. Maybe not for the wearer of the textile, but for someone living close to the factory, or for a certain animal species that is at an exceptionally high risk for these chemicals. And Organotex then is a fluorocarbon-free and biodegradable water repellent treatment that is used in a textile factory to produce water repellent fabric. And we intend to offer promotion tools, communication tools to brands and retailers who are interested in communicating the benefits with eco-friendly chemistries to the consumer, who think that the consumers should know why a brand has chosen one chemistry over another, and feel that that's a way of selling that product slightly more than before. If you have any questions, I'm happy to answer them now. Otherwise, you can reach me here. My email address, telephone number, or booth 333, which is around the corner here to the left. Thank you very much.
Thank you for listening to Performance Day's Functional Fabric Fair podcast. For your free entrance badge and other presentations, go to www.performancedays.eu. Copyright November 2014 by Design and Development GmbH Textile Consult. All rights are reserved.